Lum and Abner. Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, inasmuch as Uncle Henry Lunsford, the town marshal, had to leave town, Abner was appointed deputy in his place and was thus confronted with the job of serving the eviction papers on Grandpappy Spears. This appeared to be a fairly unpleasant job when it was learned that Grandpap had not previously known about the move and was pretty angry about it. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store and library discussing this situation. Listen.
Well, Lum, I've been sort of thinking this thing over. I don't see what we have to sar these eviction papers at all for.
Because we're legal bound to do it, that's why. Well, I've told you that 100 times, Abner.
Yeah, but, Lum, we're just throwing Grandpappy Spears and Aunt Charity right out in the cold. Heat, I reckon you'd say now. They won't have a thing left in the world if we take their place away from
them. Well, Abner, I ain't no more anxious to do this job than you are.
Well, you ain't anxious, Sam.
Fact is, I sat up night and eye all last night looking through my law books trying to find some technicality to where we can save Grandpap's place for him, but I can't find nothing.
Well, look through them again, Long.
It ain't no use, Abner. Mr. Webster ain't did a single illegal thing, as far as I can see.
That varmint.
Leastways, nothing you can prove.
He's just the same as cheating Grandpappy Spears out of his farm, ain't he, Long?
I know, but there ain't no way to prove it, though. Everything he's did so far is perfect legal.
Yeah.
And any court in the country would more than likely back him up in it.
They would, huh?
Why, sure. Grandpap deeded his property over to Mr. Webster, so he's got that deed to show now, and according to that, he's got a perfect right to tell Grandpap to move off from the place. That is, a perfect right as far as the law's concerned.
All right, doggies, I'm agin the law, then.
Well, we'll admit there's times when the law can be used in the wrong direction, but I don't like to hear you talking about the law that way, Abner. Don't forget you're an official deputy town marshal now.
Yeah, I wish I weren't one, though.
Well, you are one, so it's up to you to serve them papers.
Well, what if I won't do it? What if I just have a sit-down strike with myself and refuse to do it?
Well, that won't help none.
I'll sit here the rest of my life, won't eat. Or no, wait a minute, I'll just sit, believe that.
Well, if you don't do it, the county sheriff or somebody else will just have to come out here and do it.
Well, let them do it then, Lum. I don't want no part of this. Now, you heard Grandpappy Spears yesterday say he'd shoot a batch of buckshot into anybody come out here and try to put him off of that place.
Yeah, but he wouldn't do that when he seen it was you. Besides, you ain't scared of little old buckshot, are you?
Well, yeah, I believe I am.
You really are?
I hate to admit to it, but little ones, you said?
Yeah, little buckshot.
Yeah, I believe I'm scared of them too, Long. That Grandpap, I know him and them campers of his, and he'd be tickled to death to shoot me with big or little buckshot. No
well,
telling.
I still think it'd be a heap better for you to do it than some stranger.
To get shot, you'd rather Grandpap would shoot me than some stranger?
Sarve the paper.
Oh.
You can be gentle with him, Abner. Break
hard
the news.
Hard to be gentle when you're being hit with buckshot, Long.
I know, but you can sit down and break the news to him easy, like, so it won't bust his heart plumb in, too.
He'll bust me in, too. That's what he'll do, and I'll bound you I can't sit down for a year and a half when he gets done.
No, he won't.
I'll tell you, Lum, I just couldn't bring myself to do a thing like that. You just got to unresign me from this deputy's job.
Well, I don't think I can do that, though.
Well, you pined me to it, didn't you?
Yeah, I done that all right. I've got the powers to do that. It says it right in the statute. It says it in black and ink. But I don't ever recollect seeing nothing in there telling how to unappoint a deputy.
Well, look through there again, Lum. It must be in there somewhere.
Yeah, I'd be glad to look, but yeah. I'm not sure there ain't nothing in there covering that subject.
Why, they must be, Lum. Feller can't just go on being a deputy the rest of his life. I got other things to attend to. Have you found anything yet, Lum?
Well, please, give me a chance to get the book open. I can't see right through the cover.
Well, hurry up. Get me undeputized before something comes up to where I'll have to arrest somebody. What does it say in there, Lum?
Well, don't rush me. This is a big book. Takes time to find stuff out.
Well, find it. Hurry up. I know I ain't toting no papers out to Grandpappy Spear's place and having them dogs a hidden, biting and snapping at me. Them things are as big as a yearling calf.
No, Abner, don't say a word in here about unappointing a deputy. Just tells how they get appointed, what their duties are, and all such as that.
Is that all?
Well, it says here that as many deputies can be appointed as you figure you'll need.
You mean I can appoint some more deputies?
Well, as long as Uncle Henry's out of town, I reckon you can. Because you're actual the town marshal till he gets back.
Don't keep reminding me of that, Lum. Just find something in that book that tells me how to get out of this.
Well, I tell you, Abner, there just ain't no way. You're just stuck with the job.
Don't say that, Lum. Don't say it. Keep looking. Keep looking.
Well, I'll run through the indexes here again.
I'll write a book myself sometime.
Defendants, disorderly conduct, divorces.
Divorces? You mean I have to get separated from a woman to get out of this?
No, no. Felonies, murder, suicide.
Now, that's
homicide.
Going too far, Lum. Wait a minute. I ain't going to suicide myself on over that.
Property, boundaries, creeks used as boundaries. Grannies, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Huh?
Abner, I might be getting an idea here.
Well, good for you. I knowed you'd find something in there.
You know how Briar Creek runs over there along one side of Grandpa's place?
Sure, I know where Briar Creek... wait a minute here. What are you suggesting?
Well, I ain't got it worked out yet, but I...
Just stop right where you're at, Lum. I ain't gonna jump in no creek and drown myself. I ain't that desperate to get out of this job.
Never said nothing about you jumping in the creek.
That's a coward's way out. If I'd done a low-down trick like drowning myself, I couldn't walk home and look Elizabeth in the eye. I'd be ashamed of myself.
Well, you ain't going to have to do nothing like that. Here's what I had in mind. That creek is the boundary line on the west side of Grandpap's farm.
Couldn't look my friends in the face. There goes a coward. That's what they
It tells that right in the deed.
About me being a coward?
No, about the boundary line.
Oh.
And that same creek is the east boundary line for the old Dillard place, ain't it?
Well, I don't see how that's going to undeputize me.
Well, now, wait a minute now. That spring on Grandpap's farm ain't but about 50 yards from the creek, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, about that. But what's that got to do with me?
Nothing, but I just thinking, Abner, if Briar Creek was to change its course some night and run down that draw twixt the spring and Grandpap's house, the spring wouldn't be on Grandpap's land no more, would it?
Well, no, it'd be on the Dillard place, ain't I believe.
Oh. Well, I'm just wondering if you're following my reasoning here.
You ain't said nothing yet. A feller can follow along. I ask you to find out how to unappoint me out of being deputy, and the first thing I know, you're way over there on Briar Creek.
Well, just forget about that deputy business for half a second and concentrate on what I'm saying here.
Huh?
Of course, it's again the law to meddle with a creek that way when it forms a boundary line, but I was just thinking, what if some accident was to happen some night to where the creek could change its course and... Uh-oh. Wait a minute. There comes Cedric. And blame it.
What's the matter? You mad at Cedric?
No, I just didn't want him interrupting me right now.
Huh?
Better not mention nothing to him about what I was talking about just now.
Well, near as I can see, you never mentioned nothing worth repeating to nobody. I couldn't keep up with
wonderful
what you...
world.
Ah, come on in, Cedric.
Yeah, what can we do for you today, Cedric?
Oh, nothing. I just wrapped in to loaf around, sort
of. Oh, well, I think we're busy right now, Cedric.
Of course, Mom. Have you fellas saw Mr. Grandpap today? He sure is mad.
About having to move, you mean?
Well, I don't know. I just know he's mad at Mr. Webster, though. He unsolved himself right out of Mr. Webster's office. Ain't even speaking to him no more.
Well, I don't blame him. You know what he's did to Grandpap, don't you, Cedric?
Mom?
First he got Grandpap to deed his place over to him, and then instead of going ahead with the health resort, now he's just trying to take his land away from him.
Is he sure now?
Ain't that right, Lum?
Well, it looks that way, all right.
Oh, he's a crook, that crazy.
Well, I know Mr. Grandpap's mad at him. I know that good. And the way he's carrying on, I'd sure hate to be the feller that'd have to go out there and try to put Grandpap off his place.
Cedric, don't say that. Don't say that.
Well, Mr. Grandpap will shoot him, I believe. He wouldn't stop at nothing.
Cedric, let's change the subject.
Yeah,
talk
and answer the phone there.
Huh?
I believe that was our ring. Wait a minute, I'll get it, though. Might be something important.
Yeah, you get it, Mom. I want to just sit here and worry.
Hey, hello, jot 'em down, store and library. Lum Edwards talking.
Worry. Who?
Why, no, Mr. Webster ain't here. Oh, this is him talking. The what? Oh, eviction papers, huh?
Uh-oh.
Well, now, I'll tell you, Mr. Webster, that's the entire out of my hand.
I can worry easier now, baby.
Yeah, see, I've turned that whole matter over to the deputy town marshal.
Oh.
Yeah, he's got carte blanche orders to proceed ex post facto and habeas corpus.
Well, reckon when I got that.
Why, his name is, Abner Peabody.
Huh?
Oh, yeah, he's right here. Just a second. Here, Abner, Mr. Webster wants to talk to you.
I don't know what to say to him, honey.
Here, take the receiver. He wants to talk with the deputy, and that's you. Go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, this is the deputy speaking, I think. Huh? Oh, just a minute. Mom, look through that book again. It must be some way to get me out of here.
I've done looked at it, and there ain't no way. Go on, talk to him.
Hello? What'd you ask me now? Just a minute. Long, didn't that book say I could appoint some more deputies if I needed them?
Yeah, I believe it did say something like that.
All right. Cedric Wolfgang Weehunt, by virtues of the powers in my vest and on account I'm the official deputy town marshal, I hereby appoint you as the deputy.
Wrong?
Now take these papers and get out of the store for a while.
Did I do something wrong with
you? Just do like I say, Cedric. I'll explain it to you later. Get out of here.
Wait a minute, Abner. What are you trying to do anyway?
Don't bother me for long. So long, Cedric.
Well, so long.
Hello, Mr. Webster? About them papers now, I'll turn that whole matter over to the deputy. Yeah, he's got a brown cart, and he's going to proceed to the facto post and the habeas corpus and stuff.
Oh, for goodness sake,
his name is Cedric Weehunt. No, I'm sorry, he ain't here. He never said where he's going or when he'd be back. I'm sorry. Goodbye.
Abner, I don't know if you can do a thing like that or not.
You just hush up, boy. I'll arrest you for interfering with the due process minutes of the law. If I got to be a deputy's eye dog, as I'm going to run things around here the way I want.
Join us again at this same time for another visit with Lauman Abner down in Pine Ridge. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Blue Network.